If you are a blended family or considering becoming a blended family, you want to hear from our next guest. The book is called Blending Families, Merging Households with Kids 8 to 18. If you think this sounds like the Brady Bunch, Blending Families has come a long way since then. And even in the 60s and 70s, the Brady Bunch was a far cry from reality. Our next guest is online with us right now. She is a family therapist and the author of Blending Families, Trevor Molyneux. Trevor, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What was your inspiration for writing this book?
Well, I have a blended family. I have blended families two times, and I'm from a blended family, so I do it quite a bit. And I have a lot of therapist friends who would come to me for questions and say, well, how do I tackle this problem in therapy? And so I said, time to write a book about this.
There you go. what are some of the key issues that come up? Maybe one of the questions that comes up regularly?
Step one is the couple needs to be really, really strong and firm, and you really have to choose each other. And that means biological and stepkids are all on the same plane, and the parents are above. This is not a democracy. You are the king, queen of your house. And if you have each other's backs and you're fair and even-handed across everything, you know, with discipline and whatnot, the kids are safe. You, too, are firm and strong. You have each other's backs, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah. One of the complications, it would seem, would be with the kids that are maybe shuttling from house to house, and the house rules at step-parents might be different than the house rules at their parents.
That is a great question, and that's absolutely true. And one thing you've got to be very aware of and attuned to is the transitions back and forth for these kids is very difficult, sometimes painful. So you just got to be compassionate and understanding. Yet you have rules in your house, and you have no controls about the rules in the other house. And kids are very adaptive, and if you say, this is what we do here and how we are caring and loving with one another, and stick with that and just focus on that and support the good behaviors. And if there's a behavior you and your husband agree or your partner disagree on, you know, that has consequences. But you can't control the other house's rules.
Yeah. Parenting your own kids versus parenting stepkids. I mean, there is there's just something about it. Even, you know, even in not a blended family, but just, you know, if you have family friends over, you know, your kids are all, you know, doing something. It's really easy to discipline your child versus disciplining a visiting child. And how is that any different in a blended family?
You know, that's a really, really important point. And it's really key, I believe, to doing a good blend is being very, very well aware of how you're disciplining your kids versus the stepkids and how your spouse is disciplining your kids and stepkids, and to really communicate about this very clearly. And what I see oftentimes is the parent who does the major amount of money earning, the person who's really out of the house, it's often the dad, not always the dad, but that person usually feels somewhat guilty. So when they see their kids, they're a little less strict. We call them Disney dads, or, you know, parents who just want to make it real fun.
Yeah.
So when you go to blend and you bring the other partner and the spouse in, and that spouse is used to having very strict, very clear, defined roles and expectations, and the other one is like, hey, but I really don't want to parent that hard or with so much discipline. That's just not my style. You have to really, really discuss this stuff and get on the same page, and maybe one needs to relax a little bit more and the other one needs to like amp it up a little. So if you really influence one another and support each other, it can be great.
You mentioned that your family is blended more than once, so you've blended once or twice. What's been the biggest challenge in that, and how did you overcome it?
That's a great question. All right, so first I married this gentleman who already had two kids, and when I met him, one was six and the other one was three, and then I soon thereafter had my own child. And I remember knowing absolutely the second that I picked up my child, I was madly in love with this child. And she just smelled so good to me. Whereas the other kids, I mean, this is a biological wired in thing. Of course, you know, you're going to favor your child. You're just so connected to it. So it's a choice to fall in love with and care about kids who are not DNA connected to you. And I have, over time, we've got this great relationship. I'm actually not these other kids, they're now young adults, stepmom. There's no word for me in our language because I'm not related to their dad anymore. Mm-hmm. But they're so close. My kids are all a team. The oldest one's about to get married. She invited me to be part of her wedding. I'm very excited. So So it's all doable, but it's a real choice, and you have to just be aware and you have to reach out and love them for who they are.
Yeah. Family is more about how you feel than what you're called, right?
Right. I really believe that more and more these days, and that's the defining factor, I think, in this world, as 1,300 new blended families are created every single day, and over half of American kids live with an adult other than a biological parent.
Yeah, it is not a rare phenomenon anymore. It's certainly a part of life, and this is a book that could certainly help a lot of those families, especially couples that are just about to enter into situational blending families. Trevor Molyneux, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Bye.